Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, and I'm just listening to those words. Just, oh my goodness, I make just a warm, happy feeling come across me. Really, wow, you know, it's a wonder. Happy tears welled up in my eyes. A beautiful, beautiful song. I hope it's okay that I played that song. That was the St. John Children's Choir. Reminds me of the days when I was a third grader singing in Green Elementary's choir. And as the years went on, as I was a student of Jackson Public School System, singing America the Beautiful and God Bless America and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, I love America. I love being an American. I love my Southern heritage. I cannot deny my Southern heritage. Been born in Jackson, Mississippi, and spending a lot of time in Dallas, Texas. I love my Southern heritage, but I love being an American. And I just send much love out to everyone worldwide who also love America. And that's just a beautiful, beautiful song, don't you say? That's the song that I had queued to play yesterday morning, and it did not play out. So I kept my word and told you all that would be the first thing that you all will hear. A little tardy this morning because I was researching, trying to see what's going on with Princess William and Kate, because today's topic is about the royal life of Prince William. Did I say Princess William? Excuse me. Prince William and Duchess Kate Catherine. I mean, I am just so ecstatic that they are just having a great time in Canada and will be coming to America tomorrow. I thought they would be traveling here to the States, to L.A. on Thursday, but they'll be traveling here on Wednesday. And they're doing so much good things up in Canada and having so much fun. And I see they have a very a packed itinerary for their couple days, 2 or 3 days that they would spend in L.A. And I am, you know, I'm hoping and I'm sure they are already planning their return back to the States, because they should go on a tour of the States, come to the South, go to the Northeast, go to the Midwest, go just, you know, they need to spend like 2 weeks here or a month. Or, hey, get digs here so they can travel back and forth. I know that's going a little too far, huh? But, yeah, I'm getting ready to go in the chat room also. And some of you, you know, come in the chat room and say hello. Let me know about how your fourth went. My fourth was a quiet fourth. I love the fourth. My mom and I, you know, we had a nice fourth. And I love the 4th of July. If it's with a, well, I'm having trouble going into the chat room. I love the 4th. If it's, regardless, if it's been at a big event, a reunion, groups of people, or what, I mean, it's just fun time watching fireworks, watching military planes or so on. You know, my family is also a military family. All of my uncles are vets of the Army, Navy, Air Force. I have cousins, right, cousins who are vets. I have one female cousin that in recent years retired. I think she's retired now. I know she just obtained another degree, just recently retired from the Air Force. I have another cousin in Texas. I mean, her father, who is the uncle that I love all my uncles, though. Uncle is retired from the Air Force. I mean, another cousin in Texas who is active in the Air Force also. So, you know, I was in the GRRTC as a ninth grader, and I loved my experience, as I mentioned to you all before, of being in the GRRTC. My late brother, he spent 4 years in the Army, and 3 of those 4 years in Frankfurt, Germany. But even if you have relatives, relatives that are affiliated with the military, you know, you still love America and love what people in the military do. But really, July 4th is all about America's birthday. You know, the Declaration, oh my goodness, the Declaration of Independence. And am I saying it right? Oh my God. And so my dog is barking outside the window, so I'm getting a little distracted. Been quiet all this time, and then once I get on the air, start barking. But I had tried to get in my chat room, but it don't look like my chat room is it's doing something right now. It's coming on. Okay, because a smaller version of my chat room, so. If you want to say hello or let me know what type of a 4th of July you had yesterday, please do. And also, remember, you can call in and listen at 714-409-0614. And I need to let you all know, too, retired NFL superstar Deuce McAllister, who is a native of Mississippi, graduated of Ole Miss, played his entire career with the Saints, will also be starting a radio talk show this evening, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. My radio dial is on ESPN Radio right now. My TV is tuned to Morning Joe right now, but I'll be switching to watching Mike and Mike, though. But back to Deuce McAllister, who is a local businessman here in the Jackson, Mississippi area. He will be premiering his sports talk show at 6 p.m. on ESPN Radio. And it'll be a sports talk show. He'll be having guests and so on talking about sports topics. So I just wanted to share that info with you all. I'm sure you can listen to it nationally also. Our sports channel is 105, I want to say 105.9. I want to say that's the dial of it, 105.9. But if you often listen to ESPN radio, then you know how to locate, you know, the Jackson, Mississippi broadcast and catch his show online, listen to it online. And listen to his show online. But yeah. I was looking at back to Prince William and Catherine. Well, I'm having trouble getting my chat room open. Let's see. Yeah, it's not opening. Then the smaller chat room is taking a long time to open. I thought it would be open by now. It's not opening because you all definitely have been chatting in the chat room. So it's not opening up. And some of you might be in the chat room. But I still need to work on it. Hopefully, I'll be 100% in business later on today. I was just looking at some of the headlines regarding Prince William and Catherine's trip to Canada and their itinerary, their plans for some of their, you know, some of the, their plans regarding their itinerary in Los Angeles. And I thought I would be talking about Prince Albert and his new bride, Princess Charlene. I was just curious about their honeymoon and so on. Like I've told many of you all yesterday that I posted the civil ceremony plus the actual Catholic ceremony on my different pages, tweeted it on Facebook, on Tumblr, etc. And again, and on LinkedIn. And shout out to my LinkedIn friends, those that have connected with me recently and those that I've been connected with for since I created my LinkedIn page many years ago. So, and all my online friends, just hello and shout out to you all. Right now, I've exceeded 20,000 views. I'm at 20,234 views right now. So I thank you all. And I thank you all also for participating in my Make Your Mark, you know, with Mark Cosmetics, 4th of July weekend online party event. Thank you, you know, for those who are RSVP to be a part of it and not to be a part of it. And thank you to, you know, the fellow Mark girls and guys and clients and customers that were able to accept my invite and participate in learning more about Mark and just having a blast over the 4th of July weekend. And I said I would choose someone who, from my email list, that would receive a package of Mark samples, and that person is Sharon Jones. And I happen to know Sharon Jones. We grew up together. So congratulations to Sharon Jones, and she would be receiving a package of Mark samples and so on. So, you know, she's just going to get a taste of how Mark products are, and you all will be hearing more from her, those of you that know her, about Mark Cosmetics. But then also I have another Mark promotion beginning at 10 a.m., which will conclude on next Monday, and it's called Get to Know Mark Online Party Event. So, you know, some of you will be getting invites, and it's just all about learning about Mark Cosmetics, which is an Avon brand, and about Empowerment Foundation, which is the charitable arm of Mark Cosmetics, which is an organization that brings awareness to the perils of teen dating abuse and partner abuse. And so pretty much just and getting to know more about me and my involvement since a child with beauty and especially me as a independent sales rep with Mark Cosmetics, a Mark girl, plus with the Mark community, because many of my fellow Mark reps and Mark mentors and Mark executives have network. We support each other. It's a very good support system, and we network with one another, and we help one another, and so on. So you get a chance. An online party is like a real-life party. Mingle and chit-chat and get to know everyone. So, mingle and chit-chat and get to know my cohorts in the Mark community and fellow customers also, okay? Don't hesitate to do that when you do that. But then also, so I was unable to open my chat room, so I have to work on that. Now, when I go off the air and I click the thing, it will open probably. But I see where Prince Wim won a dragon boat race against his wife on Monday. So I would love to see video footage of that. And Sunday morning they spent time at church service praying with about 200 sailors. And I like the footage that I've seen of the couple being a part of a cooking class at a seafood restaurant in Canada. I think that was real awesome. That was pretty cool. And I tweet and post and write about, I will be writing more about the Royals. And as I get more information and stories about Prince Albert, honeymoon plans and other stories, I will also. But like I said, as I was looking at USA Today right before I came on air, one reason why I was tardy, they report that the couple will arrive in LA on tomorrow. I thought they would be arriving on Thursday, where the charitable work will continue. I have 90 seconds left, so I'm going to hurry up and try to tell you all what they're going to do. I know a couple of days ago I had heard that they're going to go down to Skid Row. Skid Row is that area where the homeless people are, and homelessness is something that's close to my heart also. For some reason, since I was a little girl, I've always been able to communicate with homeless people, and homelessness, that is just something. You never know when homelessness can affect you directly. You never know if it's you or a loved one or whomever. I know people who personally it happens to. I pray to God that I'm never homeless, and having to live on the street. Because sometimes a lot of my friends are very successful, but sometimes it just breaks my heart when I see friends that I grew up with and attended school with, and they were very successful students, and then I see them homeless. Very heartbreaking. You don't know what other people are going through, and you can't read a book by its cover, honestly. You have to flip through the pages and read the chapters. Really, you do. And so I think that's good. Well, what's up is spread love. I'm saying that right now because the show will be ending, but I will continue talking about their itinerary, and I guess I'll continue talking about them on Monday morning, but I'll talk about them every day. But tomorrow's topic will be about vinyl records, so don't miss that show if you love vinyl records like I. So I'll go ahead and conclude the show. So thank you, and God bless.